Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, ooh, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Good evening, dear listener. We're going to try and create a vibe tonight. We're going to perform an incantation. It's a magic special, by the way. We'll be asking, is Beyonce a witch? Apparently she is. She's being sued by a drummer for being a witch. Wow, Beyonce. And I lost a follower because I suggested that I asked the question. I didn't even suggest I asked the question. The guy said, well, I'm never listening to you again, idiot. So is Beyonce a witch? But I want a vibe tonight. We want a vibe. Let's make things difficult for ourselves this evening, shall we, Catherine?
Always.
Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, welcome. We got Holly on the ones and twos out there. Her boyfriend Alan is calling in. It's all good. So, oh yeah, a pretty baby, touching my willy.
All right, okay, now.
So, tonight's show, we're going to create a vibe. Okay, and this is how we're going to do it. We've done this before. It's not new. No such thing as a new idea. It's not new, right? This is what it is. I want the alphabet of callers. We've done this before. We're going to do it again, okay? You know the alphabet, A, B, C, D, etc., etc., etc. We're doing it with callers. Luckily, the first caller is Alan, so we're in. That means... Jesus, shut up!
Oh.
Stop sneezing on my show! This green's making me very angry. I can see why the Hulk is so peed off all the time. We can change the studio to green. We might change it to another colour.
I've got another one.
Oh. I'll try not to be so angry this time.
No, it's okay.
Okay, it's gone.
I'll stifle it.
Okay, stifle. Don't stifle a sneeze. It makes your kidneys explode.
Oh dear.
My barber, Murray. I named him. I didn't mean to name him. I saw his penis today.
Why?
He showed it me.
Well, he's cutting your hair wrong. Why has he got that out?
He said it helps. Does the bit at the back? No, he had to have an operation. Right. This is serious. He's a young lad. He's 23. And they found two tumours in, like, his stomach.
Oh, God.
And they said, there's two ways in. We can go in through the side, but that is tricky and torturous, and it's a toughie. Or we can go in through your old chap.
No, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Surely that's...
But they had to... He said he had nine stitches. Well, they had to... They circumcised him, right? So I'm guessing they went through the eye of the penis.
Oh, my God.
And to remove the tumour. So I'm guessing...
His stomach?
You'd go... If there
like
are any...
A pipe cleaner or something?
Any medical people listening, you put a tiny... You'd have to put a tiny blade up through the eye, be, and go and then chop, 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 and then suck out like a little Hoover.
Oh my
suck out
God.
His. What can I just say? By the way, if you've kind of fell asleep listening to George's show because you're tired, not because it's boring, it's a great show. But if you fell asleep during George's show and you've woken up to this, wow, you're that's upsetting. That's traumatic. You're listening to great, informed, wrong debate on Brexit from George Galloway. Wrong. I don't know. He knows what he's talking about. And then you fall asleep, and then because it's been a hard week, and then you wake up, and there's an idiot talking about his hairdresser's penis.
Can I just say, yeah. If there are any medical students listening, please don't try this one because I'm not sure that Ian knows what he's
try
talking
it
about.
Murray wouldn't lie to me.
Murray didn't do it to himself.
I know, but he showed it to everyone, including me. So they went in through his penis to remove two tumours. Modern science is... We've gone too far with modern science.
It's not really that modern, because when they used to make Egyptian mummies, they used to pull the brains out through the nostrils, didn't they?
They used to liquefy it and then suck it out through a straw.
Get any hooks in that.
Like you were siphoning petrol. You ever siphon petrol?
No.
You don't see it too often these days. I've done it. It's just basic physics. You just get on your knees and suck. But you've got to pull away before it comes. It's basic physics. Holly knows what I'm talking about. Have you siphoned petrol, Holly? Oh, come on. Please. Oh, I am trying to do a grown-up helpline special, and you guys are deviants. We're doing the alphabet of callers. It can be your first name, it can be your last name. Stay there, Cads. You're going to be a little bit later in the game. Stay there. First up, ladies and gentlemen, Andrew.
Oh, yes.
Yes, man, you made it.
I'm sitting there cross-legged at all that operation. That doesn't sound good.
Well, what was even worse was sitting in a barber's chair while he's getting his phone out, going, "Here, have a look at this." And he's swiping through it.
Oh, right. So he didn't show you it live. No, he showed you a picture.
He showed me photos because they said there is a danger if we go in through the penis, and these are his words, you might never get a boner again. Now,
what?
I don't know if the doctor actually said that. But he said, take the risk. And I asked him, have you achieved an erection? He said, yes. I said, have you masturbated? He said, this is the actual conversation. Have you masturbated? Yes. Have you made love? He said, yes. So Murray's penis, headcase barbers in Windsor, his penis is working great.
We should all salute now the resilience of Murray's penis.
Yeah, well, he was saluting. He can salute. Murray, gotta say, buddy, he also cuts the hair of Dr. Fox. I hope I'm not giving away too many trade secrets. You did ask me not to mention any of this on the radio, but Murray, well done. Gentlemen and ladies are applauding you around the country. Well, just again to reiterate, not only does he give a great haircut, which I paid for, I'm not getting a freebie. Not only does he give a great haircut, he can make love. Andrew, you are the A of our alphabet of callers. Welcome,
thank
welcome, welcome. First question is, is Beyonce a witch?
I'm going to say no.
Okay,
we're
going to put down yes or no's. It's one for the no's so far. At the end of the show, we'll tally up and we will send the results to her father, Mr. Knowles, Nicky Knowles.
Can I add, I am excited as hell because I'm standing here in the airport, my passport and boarding pass in hand. Next stop is Rabbit Hole. On my way.
Sorry?
I'll be there tomorrow.
You're flying to Brighton?
It says on
my screen you're in Southend-on-Sea. You don't need a flight to Brighton from there.
But yeah, there's one from Southend Airport. No, I'm in Vegas on my way back. So excited. Cannot wait for the Rabbit Hole tomorrow
and
night.
I've heard rumours, Andrew, that you've actually cut your stay in Vegas short by 3 days so you can come and see the Rabbit Hole. Is that correct?
What? I live here, but I'm coming back a few days earlier from a work trip, which I'm coming
back.
Yes,
anyway,
that so counts.
See?
Yes.
This guy's a sucker. We're going to do a really long show. We're going to do great. Oh, Andrew, well, in that case, make sure tomorrow's show is going to be a lot of fun. Do you know what I mean? When I say a naughty vibe, I don't mean sexual. Just feel there's a naughty vibe happening at the moment between us. A mischievous vibe. I think tomorrow night's show in Brighton, sold out, guys. I think it's going to be one for the Asians. One, it's going to be a Rock of Ages special tomorrow.
No, that's Pony, that film.
Okay, I was thinking of the song.
Okay.
Oh, it's in Brighton, so anything goes there anyway.
It's
an interesting place.
It's such a cool place.
We'll have Andrew, absolutely. Make sure you come and say hello. Make sure that we know during the show that you're here. We're going to give you a round of applause. We're going to give you a cheer. You're going to be the hero of the night.
Jet lagged in the corner. I'll be falling asleep.
Can I ask you something, Andrew?
What's up?
You know at rock concerts, when the singer falls back from the stage and is caught by the fans and is passed around?
Oh, yeah. I'm
not asking you to fall back from the stage, but would you be up for being passed around by the audience in the air?
I don't know. Let's have a look at them and see if I think they're capable.
That's fair enough. And if he doesn't do it, I'm doing it. I'm getting passed around by the audience in the air.
You do it. Yeah, we'll carry you.
Andrew,
I have an American diet. I don't trust them.
See you tomorrow, fella.
See you tomorrow.
Tutty bye. Andrew's coming tomorrow. Is Ben for B in the alphabet of callers? Yes, Ben.
Hello. Yeah, crowd surfing you're talking about. You're falling backwards.
Yes, that's it, buddy. Are you up for it?
What rabbit hole? What's that? Is this your show, isn't it? Is it? Yeah. Look, all I've heard, mate, you getting on your knees and sucking or something. That's
Sorry.
All I've heard.
Can I just say, Matthew Wright's tweeted, I'm hearing wonderful rumours of a huge rise in talk radio listeners between 1 to 4 weekdays. Thank you for your support. Matthew, listener figures don't work like that, mate. You've got about another 3 months before you find out, even longer. So don't work like that, mate, but well done. Good try. Ben, is Beyonce a witch?
Well, a mate I went to school with, his mum was a witch. Like,
Was she Beyonce? Was she a beautiful pop and R&B
singer? I didn't believe it until her mates came round one night and we were there. And they had one of their, you know, she didn't dress up or anything, but she was a white witch.
She was a right witch. What was she doing?
White witch.
So it's not Beyonce.
You know what I mean.
Well, she's black, isn't she? Kinda. How do you know that your friend's mum was a witch?
Well,
the hat, the talking cat, the broom, what was going on?
Because mate told us, but we didn't believe him.
Until you saw...
Well, some of her friends turned up, she, you know, and they have like a little weekly, or whatever it is, session, you know.
Of witchery.
I don't know, mate, I wasn't, you know, who knows.
So just I really need to pin you down on an answer, because we're doing a survey. Is Beyonce a witch?
In Hollywood, all this weird stuff, yes.
Yes, oh, no, fine. Yes, Beyonce's a witch. It's one all.
Even Stevens.
What would you like to say to us, Ben, on tonight, our special alphabet of callers phone-in?
What I'd like to say...
Yes, mate.
I'm exhausted.
Thanks very much for your call. 0344...
Oh, don't smoke in bed.
499-1000. Let's go to... Carrick!
Hiya, Bob.
It's letter C in our alphabet of callers. We haven't got a D, an E, or an F lined up yet, guys. 0344-499-1000.
They call you back. Anyway, that tweet from Matthew White.
Yeah.
Are you sure you do not believe what he says? Because this is the man that stabbed you in the back with Jeremy Vine.
Yeah, well, Jeremy Vine stabbed me in the back. That's the scumbag. Jeremy Vine is the scumbag. I think it's quite good that Matthew's right is here. Although I did hide it. I came in early the other day and I heard him in reception and I was in the basement. This is a true story. And I was kind of in a bit of a rush because I had to get to a meeting in town. And so I hid downstairs, not because I was scared of a confrontation with Matthew Wright. I could take him easy. I know karate. But because if I bumped into him, it would become... a long chat, and I didn't have time for a long chat. So I hid in... That's right, guys. I hid in the basement while Matthew Wright was upstairs.
All right. And you know ninjutsu as well, because you had that book on ninjutsu.
I don't have any books on ninjutsu. I have no...
You had that free book given you when I was in Liverpool for the Grand National.
Okay, sure, whatever. Is Beyonce a witch, Alan?
I think she is.
Oh, I think she is, God! That's 2-1 to the yeses, to the yays.
My theory, we haven't seen her for a while, so she's probably lurking behind her cauldron, making some brews to take out her enemies.
Alan, have a good weekend.
Thank you.
She's lurking behind her cauldron, making some brew to take out her enemies. That's conclusive proof. There is actually a story about Beyonce being a witch. We'll dive and delve into that in a bit. I've got to change this lighting because it is giving me... I'm hallucinating. Are you?
I don't think green favours either of us.
No. To change the light and put the aircon on. Guys, it's the alphabet of callers tonight. We need... Oh!
Red, no.
No. No. Get rid of the light. The light isn't... Just put the aircon on! That's better. 0344-499-1000. We need a D. We need an E. We need an F. Is it you? This is the Late Night Alternative, the Alphabet of Callers special with Ian Acath on Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
You could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down.
So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000, the alphabet of callers. A, B, C, D. You know the alphabet. We've got, so far, we've got an Andrew, we've got a Ben, and we've got a Caddick. Now, this is confusing. Because now we've got Carol. Good evening, Carol.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello. No, hang on. This is...
I've just got a complaint.
Okay, well, you've got to... No, shut up.
My surname and my first name is two C's.
Well, this is what I was going to ask you, Carol. You see, your surname begins with a C, does it?
Correct.
Okay. Your surname is correct.
My first name, Carol, as correct. Well, which is Carol.
Okay, well, you've just caused, and maybe I should have flagged... Because we've already got a C. We've got Andrew, we've got Ben, we've got Caddick.
Yes, but has he... Is Caddick got a surname beginning with a C?
Yes, Caddick. His name is Caddick Caddick. Now, here's the thing, and I should have maybe flagged this rule up at the start of the show.
What's that?
Well, here it is. If we get two letters the same...
Yeah.
We reset the clock. We're back to A's because of you, Carol. Thanks a lot for nothing. Thanks for nothing.
So selfish.
So we're back to A's. Andrew and Ben and Caddick get struck off the list. We're back to A's. I should have made that clear at the start of the show.
It's going to be a long night.
It's going to be a very long night.
Could you all pay attention, please?
So we need an A. We need a B. We need a C. The same people can apply again, of course. I'm not a bad man. I'm not a cruel man. I'm a decent man. I'm a giver.
A reasonable man.
That's it. I'm a very, very reasonable man. But God damn it, you guys have got to buck up your ideas. You've got to Peter buck up your ideas. So, alphabet of callers. So far, we haven't got anything. So we need an A, we need a B, we need a C. Hey, it's not my fault. It's Carol's fault. She reset the alphabet clock.
Can we all just spare a thought so we can send our vibes, negative vibes, to Carol?
We got a G waiting. We can't go to the G until we've got the A, B, C, D, E, F.
Because of Carol.
Because of Carol. Oh, Carol, you have muffed it up. So with that. 0344 499 1000. And if we don't get any A, B's or C's, then we... Hang on, I'll take that. Just whack it straight through. Here we go. Put it... Go on. Here we go. Hello, Andrew.
I'm back.
This is the same Andrew that we spoke to earlier. You are back on the list. That is a perfectly legitimate move.
Back on. Thank you.
Remind me, did you say that Beyonce was a witch?
I said that I don't think she is, but I don't know enough.
Hang on a second. Who is this caller?
It's Alistair.
Alistair!
Oh, God's sake.
You've reset the clock. We just had an A. Andrew, berate him.
Alistair, off my turf. This is mine. I called in twice. This is definitely mine.
Alistair, we've reset the clock. I'm afraid I have to cut you both off. Either of you can call in, but only one of you. We're now back to zero again in the alphabet.
Because of Alistair.
Because of Alistair this time. The older generation are not getting this millennials game. We can only have... You've got to listen to the radio, guys. Got to factor in the seven-second delay. We're back on A. If we get two people of the same letter calling in, everything is erased. We go back. The people that, you know, kind of not so keen on my show, you're going to hate this one. The people that love this show, you're going to love this one even more. One of those. 0344. 499 1000. Hey, last night I got home, and I go on, when I get home, because I don't have Twitter on my phone anymore and I can't access it on my phone. It's great, the freedom. But what it means is I'll have it open during the show, so I see what people are saying during the show. Then I go home, get some food. Before I go to bed, I just have a little look just to see the comments on the show, because it takes about an hour and a half to get home, an hour and 45 minutes once I've prepared the food. So let's have a little look, just see what people have said about the show before I go to bed. So I was online last night. Hang on, let me just... Hello, caller.
It's Alan. Now move on.
Thank you very much indeed. There we go. That was Alan.
Short and sweet.
Now move on. OK, we've got an Alan. We need a B now, please, guys. A B. 0344 499 1000. So I went online. I was online checking the thing. And suddenly there's a... And it's very windy on the way home. Very windy. And there was like a sort of flash. Everything went off. The lights... everything went off, the computer, and I was like, oh, hang on a second. Hello, caller, what's your name?
It's Andy.
Thanks very much. You just reset the clock.
Andy.
We're back to zero. So, and also, we're going to have an S list, and on it, Carol.
Alistair
and Andy.
Andy.
So we're looking for an A to call in, please. And also, listen and pay attention, you absolute melts. So I went to the fuse box and to have a look, thinking, oh, the fuse box has tripped. Fuse has tripped. It's a technical term. And it hadn't. The fuses were there. I'm thinking. So I went out into the street with my phone, so there's a torch, and looking to see if I could see lights on in anyone else's house. There's no street lights where I live.
Yeah, but it's daft o'clock.
It's about 10 to 3, right? Because, of course, there were no lights on, right? So I'm thinking... Okay. Then I went back in, and then the lights came, fizzed on for like 2 seconds and then fizzed off. Right. And so it dawned on me, either... Where are you going?
That telly's on, that we're just going to turn it off. You carry on, I'm listening.
Okay. It dawned on me... caller, what's your last name?
Booth. B-O-O-T-H.
Okay, well, how does that help us when we're on an A?
No, you had Alan.
Yeah, and then... No. We had Alan, and then we had Andy.
Oh, I missed that because I was on... I'll
get stuffed. Yeah, what do you want?
It's Alan again.
Thank
move
you,
on.
Alan. Right, we're moving on. Alan, we want a B. We want a B. It's really simple. I can't believe at 25 past 10 I'm losing my temper already. We'd like a B, please.
It's Friday night. They've all been on the sauce. We've got no chance.
0344 499 1000. So I went to bed slightly worried... That it was, because it's, you know, it's an old house and it was windy, that maybe an electrical, this is what I was thinking, maybe an electrical cable has blown down and my house will burn to death.
You went there, you didn't think rapture?
I didn't think rapture, no, I didn't think rapture at all, because I'm not religious. If you could get that one, please, Holly, thank you very much indeed. If you just do your job, look, unbelievable behaviour. Just because she's pining for Alan Caddick, I know. Sorry. I even texted a local radio station to say, is anybody else's power? But it was a power cut. Because I woke up about six I woke up, took my eye mask off, and I could see the downstairs light was on, turned my bedside lamp on, it worked. And so I put my eye mask back on and went back to sleep. It was a power cut. And it was great. And I loved it. And of course, I grew up in the 70s. We had power cuts all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. And Mum would get out the candles, long candles, not your Yankee candles. They hadn't been invented. We had long candles. And my first thought was, oh, I should get some candles out. And then my second thought was, well, you're going to bed. And also, you've got your phone. You've got the light of your phone. You don't need candles anymore. So that's my power cut story.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is. I love a power cut.
I remember olden days power cuts myself. And I remember my mum, we had a gas fire.
Yeah.
And she would, if it was power cut time.
Yeah.
She'd make toast by pressing it against the gas fire.
Ooh.
I know.
That's not great news, is it?
I know.
Hello, caller. What's your name?
I'm whoever you want me to be, sweetheart.
I want your name, please, caller.
I'm Bandy.
Who?
Bandy.
Right.
Well, we've already had that, haven't we?
Yeah, well, then why have you... Well, what's your last name begin with?
Oh, Kane.
Right, well, C. Okay. Yeah, well, we're on B. So you phoned in as A, and we've got to reset the clock again. What are these idiots... Right, can we just stop? So we're back to... So we've got two Andys on the S list. Right. Can we... Have I... Do you understand this?
Of course I understand it. I've got two degrees.
Can you explain it to them, please?
If your name starts with A, you're the first one. B, the second. Curly cur, and so on, all the way through the alphabet. If someone's already come on with the all letter, please do not ring, because if you do, we have to go back to A again.
And that's the bit that people don't seem to understand, right? I know that there's a slight delay between us broadcasting and what you hear, but it's not 5 or 6 minutes. Gatford, you happy to wait there, mate?
Yeah.
Good lad. We've got the G. We've got the big G is ready to roll. But the A, B, C, D, E, F. I mean, Gatford could be there until next Thursday, the way this is going. It's really, really simple, right? So we need an A to call in. We've got to listen, right? Got to listen. We need an A to call in. And Andrew and Alan, if you want to call in now, now would be a great time. Hello, caller, what's your name?
Hello, it's Sally.
What is
Why?
This? What is this? What even is this?
Ashton. My last name's Ashton.
It's
so
not.
There you
it's
go.
Not. It's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It is not.
No, it is.
Your last name is not Ashton.
Mum?
Yes?
Is my last name Ashton? It is.
Hang on a minute.
She's just told her mum what her last name is.
Hang on a minute. Her mum didn't say yes. Let me speak to your mum.
Is my last name Ashton?
Yes.
Let me speak to your mum, please.
Okay. Ian wants to talk to you.
Oh. Hello, mum.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
You sound exactly like your daughter.
Well, I should hope so. She is my daughter.
Right. Is this
Or is this her doing a voice?
Is this Sally just doing an old voice?
No. What do you mean an old voice? Bloody cheek.
Well, definitely Sally's mum.
I can't hear the smoke alarm going off.
No, that's because she's with me.
OK, all right. But you know why her smoke alarm is always going off?
Don't.
OK.
Yes, I do. I've heard all about the smoke alarm.
OK, why the batteries go?
Yes.
OK.
Yeah.
What is Sally's last name?
Ashton.
Right. But then why on Twitter is her last name not Ashton?
Because...
I'll explain.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Nice one of those stories.
Bye.
Nice to speak to you.
Hello.
Oh, here we go. Now she's doing her younger voice.
Hello.
She's doing her sappy voice. Yes? Yeah, go on.
No, it's Sally Ashton. My real name is Ashton. I don't use Ashton, though.
OK, so why do you use the name? And I'm not saying it on Twitter because I'm a gentleman, but why
McNamara.
Do you...
McNamara.
Oh, OK.
Yeah.
What is that then? What is that your legal name?
OK, my legal name is Ashton.
When you say your legal name, on your driving licence and your passport, what name... This is supposed to be a bit of fun, the alphabet clause.
It's going deep.
I feel like the Gestapo in blooming Great Escape.
OK, right. I was born McNamara.
Yeah.
Because my mum wasn't married.
Oh,
mum. And then I was adopted by my dad and became Ashton.
Right.
But I don't like my dad, so I don't use Ashton on social media.
You only use it when it suits you. All I can say is, right, and I'm not talking to you now, Sally.
Okay.
But if there's anybody on this phone line whose name begins with an A and their surname doesn't begin with a B, I'd put the phone down pretty sharpish. Thank you, Alan. He just disappeared. Oh, you laugh like a man. Right.
I don't.
Sorry. Do you...
Who, me?
No. Shh.
All right.
Getting excited. Yeah, you.
Okay.
Do your mum's old... Do the impression of your mum again.
I can't do the impression of my mum.
You just did
I'm
it.
Not my mum.
No, come on. We can all do an impression of our mums.
Do an impression of your mum.
Hello. Hello, I'm Sally's mum.
Don't you talk about her mother.
be rude about my mum.
I'm not being rude. Don't say that I'm being rude to your mum, who's only hearing your side of the conversation.
Oh, all right. Okay.
By the way,
but no. It's, yeah.
By the way, someone has tweeted, Ian. Maybe you should include middle names. Yeah, that's fine. Sorry.
Oh.
What did you say?
I was going to say my middle name begins with an S.
Okay,
no.
Well, no, we don't need to use. But yeah, no, we can do middle names. Of course, we can. I thought that was obvious. Okay. I thought it was obvious. Okay. So we have now got an A. It's Ashton.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think Beyonce is a witch?
No, I'm. My witchiness is not picking that up.
Now,
so
you
no.
tweeted earlier on that you're related to the most famous witch.
Witch in Ireland.
In Ireland. I thought you meant in the world, and I thought that was witch from Room on the Broom.
Well, she's well known in America too. They've got pubs and that named after her, and there's a strain of weed called Biddy Early. So
there's a strain of weed named after a relative of yours. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, called Biddy Early.
Biddy Early.
Yeah.
Biddly biddly bong. and okay, so what witchery did she get up to?
Well, she was mainly a healer.
Okay.
She worked
with shoes.
None of that naughty stuff. Sorry.
She worked with shoes. Oh, she looks like I'm just looking at a picture of her. She looked
she
like
was,
you.
She was a white witch.
Okay, a boring one.
Yeah, boring one. No naughtiness. Okay. Yeah.
All right then. Well, thank you for the call.
Okay.
Bye bye. Now, Giselle. Hello. Hello, Giselle. If I move you here, that's right. Hello, Giselle.
Hello.
Oh. Ooh. Giselle. Now we are at the very tricky stage. We're at the letter B.
Mm.
Are you applying for the letter B?
No.
Okay. Stay there. Stay there. Don't go anywhere then. What letter would you be applying for?
I would be applying for a G or a J, but I don't think we'll ever get to J.
So, ye of little faith.
No, she's right. It's never going to happen.
Yeah, well, ye of little faith.
And
K could come next, couldn't it, Kath? But no.
Okay.
Or I could be Burr.
No, you can't. It's callers only. You'd have to go and call in.
Nah.
Okay.
Can't be bothered.
So just okay. Well, this is going to get okay. So, Giselle, say hello to Gatford.
Hello, Gatford.
Hi, Giselle.
You guys need to sort this out between yourselves.
I'm okay. I can be a gentleman about this. I could do D. For my middle name.
I don't know what to say, Gatford.
Well, thank you would be nice.
Oh, well, of course, thank you, but I was responding to your letter.
Yeah. No, I'm happy to default G to you. Okay. For my D, when we get to D in about an hour's time.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Optimistic.
Well, but you need to both stay there because we're only on B.
Yeah, I know.
Giselle, are you doing? Have you got anything planned for the next couple of hours, or can you hang on?
Literally nothing planned.
There we go. This is my listeners.
I'm a bit tired. Could you hurry this up?
It's not down to me, Gatford. It's down to your people, the idiot callers. So it's supposed to be a little bit of light-hearted fun tonight. Came in, I thought, what a week. The Prime Minister being humiliated, me buying a lawnmower. So what a week. Let's do something nice, frothy, a bit of fun, just get everyone excited. Well, when we get to X, we get a bit tricky, but until then we'll have fun. But about quarter to 11, we'll get to X, it'll be tricky. We're on A. We've done A. So, Catherine, could you explain what we're playing and what we need?
I want everyone to just calm down, okay, and breathe.
Yep.
Because I think we're all getting a little bit giddy. It's Friday night. We're all feeling, you know, devil may care. But this is a really simple game. And to be honest, you're making it, you're ruining it.
Yes.
So let's start.
Yeah.
With the very simple premise. We're going through the names. Middle name can be used. Your first name can be used. Your surname can be used.
I love the way you say used. That's cute. That is. Say used.
Used.
Used. Used. That's nice. I like that. Sorry. Carry on.
You can use any of those.
Oh.
But don't do it twice, because if you do it twice, we've got to start again, and I will not be happy about it.
She's gone full on Mank, guys. So we're looking for, what letter are we looking for? Catherine.
B.
A B.
B. B. B. For
so
ball.
We want one to, there are no Bs on the switchboard right now, so we need a B. We're also asking, is Beyonce a witch? So far, it's two votes saying yes, she is a witch. And I'll do the Beyonce witch story in a minute, I promise. And it's two votes saying, no, we have a D lined up, we have a G lined up, we haven't got a B lined up.
We need a B.
0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian and Kath. It's the Alphabet Name Special Part Duh on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.